pretty much every other night, you know, to get an opportunity to get back at it. So tonight, I'm happy we were able to take advantage of it and, you know, start to net with a heck of a performance by Bucky. He kept us in it.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about his performance, what you saw, what you thought.
Yeah, well, he was covering his crease extremely well. I mean, he was pretty much seeing every single puck, even when they were trying to get bys in front of him. He was doing a great job of tracking it, and you know, he's being a pretty good sponge out there as well. So he wasn't really giving up much. So you know, they did have a lot of shots, probably a lot of perimeter types of shots. But at the same time, like I said, he was covering his ground really well. And you know, when you know your goalie's shutting the door for you back there, it makes the game easier to play in front of him.
For you, what's it like to be, you know, back in the lineup and back contributing?
Yeah, it feels good, you know, to be back pretty much 100%. You know, the way I look at it, I've really only played 3 games this year. So, you know, to get back in at least, like I said, feeling like myself again. And then, you know, not only that, but to be able to contribute on the score sheet, it's huge, especially, you know, we needed this tonight. So
there's a freeze frame of your goal. You're standing in the corner with your hands up and no one else in the building knows it's gone in yet.
Yeah.
How did you know from so far away?
I could see through the side of the net there, which, I mean, it's nuts considering the quality of chances I had before that and right after that, too. I mean, you got to give that goalie credit. You know, he got across and made some great, great saves. You know, could have had a couple. So, you know, and then that one goes in. So, you know, it's a funny game sometimes.
Drew, suggested that coach sitting down Blake and Mark and Patrick last game was a message to the rest of the team. Did you guys take it as that?
Did you make that up, or where did you read that, or did you? Yeah,
that's
you said. Okay, all right. Yeah, I don't. I mean, it happens. I mean, there's going to be games where guys not necessarily, you know. Wherever they're playing, the way the game's going, you know, it doesn't matter who you are. You know, I'm sure Paul's going to hold certain guys accountable. So, you know, then I'd have to agree with him in a one way. When guys are maybe wanting more of an opportunity, wanting more ice time, maybe that's a situation where he's like, hey, here you go. Here's your chance. Show me what you got. And, you know, for those guys, you know, I wouldn't necessarily say it's a discipline thing. You know, maybe, you know, Scheif with a penalty, a couple things. But, you know, we're all professionals in here, and, you know, we know how to respond, and we did that tonight. So, like I said, we're just happy to, like I said, get back at it because we needed that one tonight.
Drew, what does it mean for a goalie to go out and steal one? You always hear that term, but I know you had a team effort, but when a goalie can help push over the top.
Yeah, that's huge. I mean, we feed off of that for sure. I mean, it's for him to go in there, especially, like I said, I mean, let's be honest here, we lost 5 straight and we scored like, you know, maybe, I mean, that's not going to win you a lot of games, especially defensively the way that we're playing. You know, we could have bailed him out a little bit better on a few of the goals we've given up. And so tonight I think we cleaned it up, and not only that, but he bailed us out on a few saves. And like I said, when you're able to play, take advantage of the few chances you get, especially against a team like that, it's usually a recipe for success.